ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of الصحيفة السجادية for الإمام علي بن الحسين زين العابدين. Supplication number 8, the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a number of things. And we've been speaking about this narration or this dua for many, many episodes. Now we got to the point where the Imam says, وَمُتَابَعَةُ الْهَوَى. So, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن مُتَابَعَةِ الْهَوَى. I seek refuge in you from following my desires. Now, previously, the Imam Salamullah alayhi, he did speak about ilhah al-shahwa, when passion and desire kicks in. Now, hawa and shahwa, they kind of terms, they related to each other and connected to each other. So, shahwa and desire is basically very similar in their nature. That shahwa is like, I desire something. And hawa, I also tend to go towards something. But obviously, shahwa is more extreme than hawa. That's why the Imam put it before. So desires is much more before the hawa, just having this caprice and these wants and needs. Now, the Imam says, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن مُتَابَعَةِ الْهَوَى. Now, mutaba'a, it's a very tricky word. And the way the Imam used it is very beautiful. He says sometimes a thought ignites in your mind. Like, you know what? I want to have that thing. Now, sometimes a thought is just a thought and it dies as a thought. It comes up and then dies straight away. Sometimes, no. I entertain that thought. I follow it up. So the Imam says, "Mutaba'at al-hawa," meaning I follow that desire of mine that I just created until I make it an action in the real world. And let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're talking about mutaba'at al-hawa, following one's needs and desires and wants. So the Imam says, oh Allah, I seek refuge in the following aspect of hawa. Because to have desires and to have passions and wants and needs is part of a human nature. Like I said, sometimes it is required to think and to dream of having things. But obviously not to go to extreme. But taking it too far is a problem. Now, hawa itself, we have hawa nafs, the desires of the soul. That's the problem, okay? The Quran has gave us a very strict kind of instructions in regards to hawa. So he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى, those who transgress, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, and they wanted this material world, they chose over the other life. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then hellfire is where they will be, where they will reside. On the other side, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Those who are afraid of the status of their Lord. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And they have refrained and controlled themselves from that aspect of desire and wants and needs. Allah says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then surely paradise is the residency for them. So when it comes to hawa, we have to be very careful not to fall into that aspect. So we constantly have to tell ourselves off when ourselves strive to wonder and starts to want things. And then it's like, oh, I wish I have this, I wish I have that, I wish I can get this, and I wish I can get that. And that's a problem in itself, because that will get me in a very messy situation. So we can see even the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, they constantly, and especially Amir al-Mu'mineen, heavily speak about hawa, that we should not be driven by our desires. We should not be captivated by them. We should not act upon our impulses when it comes to our desires, because they get us in a lot of problems. So a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Two things. I'm afraid that you guys will fall off. اتِّبَاعُ الْهَوَى وَطُولُ الْأَمَلِ. That you follow your desires and have very long hopes. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Just before the break, we were looking at how human beings end up following their desires and they will end up going to hellfire. So the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, two things I'm afraid for you that you guys will do and get yourself in a big mess. One is that ittiba' al-hawa, that you'll follow your desires, you'll follow your passions. The love for things, the love for the material world will drive you and you will continue on that path. And طول الأمل, to have long hopes. Why, يا أمير المؤمنين, he explains. He says, فَأَمَّا اتِّبَاعُ الْهَوَى. As for following your desires and your passions, فَيَصُدُّ عَنُ الْحَقِّ. It will prevent you from the truth. And let me put that in example. For sometimes they say, if I lie, if I make a lie, I can get away with something. I can achieve and gain something for a short period. I can get away with $100, for example, which my soul and myself say, yeah, you know, having 100 is really good. So I can lie to get that 100. So lying in order for me to have my desires met has prevented me from the truth, which is not to lie, which is to say the truth or not to take from people to begin with. But because my desires are so strong and I follow them, then they have prevented me from the truth. Then he says, وَأَمَّا طُولُ الْأَمَلِ. As for having long hopes, فَيُنْسِي الْآخِرَةِ. It makes you forget the afterlife because you constantly think that you will live forever. And thus, Akhirah becomes something that you would never consider because you think that you're mortal now. So the Imam says two things keep in mind. Hawa, when it comes to desires, and when it comes to long hopes. Be careful of these two things. They will lead a person to hell, as we read in the ayah. And those who leave these two aside and does not indulge into them, then that will lead him to heaven. We will leave it here, and we will continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد